Hold on to your seats and noses, folks, because you're listening to the No Farting Around Show, where we're all about taking your marketing from the toilet to the bank. I'm your host, Ashley Mae Fernandez, and each episode I plunge into the depths of marketing to bring you fresh perspectives that are deadly but not silent. So if you're ready to stop farting around and make your profits rip, let's cut to the cheese and get on with the show. Before I get started with today's topic, which is a juicy one, I want to give a shout out to Sydney for leaving a review of our show. She said, "This is my favorite podcast for so many reasons. They dig into all things subconsciously and spiritually. Trust me when I say you'll feel a brand new person after each podcast." That took me a minute to read, guys. I'm sorry. I have a little tongue twisted today. But thank you so much, Sydney, for leaving a review. We love reviews. And yeah, we will shout you out on the show if you leave a review. So please come leave us one. And yeah, we just absolutely appreciate it. Okay, so let's get into the topic that I want to talk about today. I'm going to try and make this podcast very short. So it's a sweet, short, to the point podcast. But I have an open throat in human design, which I'm sure you've heard us say on other podcasts. So sometimes once I get going, I just can't stop and I get really excited and I speak spontaneously. And so we'll see. We'll try to keep this episode short. But if it happens to go long, it's fine. It's a great conversation. So what I want to talk about today is something that you're going to be, duh, this is so obvious, but I want to talk about it from a different perspective. And that is that you attract who you speak to. It does sound so obvious, right? It sounds so obvious. And we all know that. Obviously, we want to speak to the person that we want to attract, right? And so whoever you're attracting right now, you are speaking to them. And a lot of the times it's subconsciously. And that's where people get tripped up, right? And so basically, like what I want to break down is with this logic of you attract who you speak to. If you aren't attracting who you want to work with, a lot of people will assume it's a messaging problem or a copywriting problem, right? And this used to be me. And I used to think if I just had the right words to say, then people will come. A lot of the times we even hear our clients say, "I'm so good at what I do. I just can't articulate it in my marketing." And it's not that they don't have the words. They can't articulate it, not because they don't have the word, because if we were one-on-one and I asked them what they did, they would be able to tell me 100%. But it's when they show up online, they have a hard time articulating it. Do you see that? It really isn't the fact that they don't have the words to say in a way to say it, because how are they able to have the right words and be able to articulate what they do to me one-on-one, but when they get online, they don't? It's because in their mind, they have a mindset thing going on, something subconsciously, about who they're speaking to. And that's a whole other podcast I want to do, is who are you subconsciously speaking to? But we'll do that on another podcast. I might record that after this one and talk about that. But anyways, with this logic, if they're not attracting who they want to attract, they will assume that it's a messaging problem. And they are correct. There is a little bit of messaging issues in there, right? As a messaging and marketing coach, and who's been literally doing this for almost, let's say, I started marketing. My very first job was a sales job. And then I interned all throughout college in marketing and then worked in a corporate setting after college. And so I would have to say my very first job was at 15, I think. So I am about to be 33. So you do the math. That's a lot of years, 18 years, 15, 16, 17, 18, 18 years. I have been working in marketing for 18 years in some capacity, sales and marketing in some capacity. That's crazy. That just kind of blows my mind right now. Dang, I am a freaking expert. Anyways, so I realized that, yes, it is a little bit of a messaging problem. Yes, there are things that they're saying in there subconsciously that are attracting certain people. I'm actually going to break that down. But the truth is, messaging is just a reflection of your mindset. You've also heard me say that all the time. So you might be wondering, oh, this is what she means. You might be trying to get it, right? Oh, this is what she means. When I say messaging is just a reflection of your mindset, what you're saying, the words you're saying, the messaging that you're putting out in your marketing is coming from your own mind, your own beliefs, your own like patterns of thinking, right? And here's the thing. 95% of your thoughts are subconscious. So that means that 95% of everything you're putting out in your messaging, you're not even freaking aware of. And this is why subconscious work is so important. So could you even imagine, just think about this. Could you even imagine how potent your messaging and your marketing would be if you actually went to the root? You went to the root of your messaging in the first place, right? Because your messaging is just a reflection of your mindset. Could you imagine how potent your messaging and marketing would be? Do you imagine the type of people you would call in who are just ready to buy, no objections, if you actually went to the root of the problem? I can, because I've literally coached for almost 7 years now. And for the past 3 years, I closed high ticket sales without a single sales call because of my messaging, because of my content and the energy and who I am, right? And my beliefs about that. I closed a $50,000 deal without a sales call. Literally, someone messaged me because they read my content, read my messaging, reached out to me and wanted me to help them create messaging help them with their messaging for an event that they were doing. $50,000 right on the spot. It was a big project. I had to hire out for things too, but nutso. One post. That's crazy. So just imagine that. Imagine how potent and powerful your messaging would actually be if you went to the root of your messaging in the first place, right? And this doesn't just apply to your messaging. It applies to your offer, your marketing and sales process, your pricing, your ideal client. It covers everything, right? The way you do one thing is the way you do all things. And so when you start changing those thoughts at a subconscious level, it changes every aspect. You know what? I'm actually going to break it down for you. I'm going to give you an example because I am an example person. I love giving examples, and your subconscious brain actually learns in pictures and images, and it's a very visual learner. And so I'm going to break this down and I'm going to have you picture it in your mind, right? So let's take the subconscious thought. You have to work really hard to make money, right? A lot of people, this might not even be subconscious. You actually might be conscious of this. However, at a subconscious level, you haven't shifted it. So you may be conscious of this. You may have awareness that this is a thought that you have, is that you have to work really hard to make money. But here's the thing. A lot of the times it doesn't just show up as I have to work really hard to make money. It'll show up in nuanced thoughts, right? It'll show up in layers, as you will. So the subconscious layer could be like, I have to work really hard to make money. But a conscious level, if you were sitting here with me in a coaching call and you were talking, you would probably be saying something around, I need to be on 10 different platforms marketing because people aren't buying and I need people to see where I'm at. Or you might come to me and say, I don't feel like my offer is strong enough. I feel like I have an offer problem, all of these things, right? You might come to me and that might be the thought that you're presenting. But a subconscious thought could be you have to work really hard to make money. So here, let me just take that subconscious thought. You have to work really hard to make money. And let me show you how it shows up in your messaging. Anytime I'm reading someone's messaging or reading their content, there are little hints as to what their subconscious patterns are, right? Because your messaging is just a reflection of your mindset. And since I'm so good and I'm a mindset coach and I pick these things out, I can see what those subconscious patterns are. So this is how it would show up in your messaging. You saying things like, you've tried everything and it hasn't worked. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a sales page or a piece of content or something and it's like, you've tried everything and it hasn't worked. Or they'll bash other people of webinars don't work, stop doing webinars, X, Y, and Z, right? It's going against energy, which I know I've talked about on another podcast episode before. But yeah, you've tried everything and it hasn't worked. That will be in your content, right? I'll see those things. And so here's the thing. If you're literally out there saying you've tried everything and it hasn't worked, you're subconsciously telling your client, nothing works. Just did all of this hard work and none of it worked. Like, that's what you're telling your client subconsciously, right? So you will attract clients who think nothing works. And guess what? If they think nothing works, they will ultimately think your offer also doesn't work. So they may buy your offer, but then guess what? They're going to be a pain in the rear end client. They're not going to show up and do the work. Or if they do the work, they're going to complain about it or they're going to half-ass do it. They're always going to want more. They're going to break boundaries. And because you are a person who cares about your client, you're then going to also break your boundary. And because you care about the results, you're going to jump in and try to offer more help. You're going to give them extra calls. You're going to offer more support. You're going to get nervous every time they send you a Voxer or an email or whatever, right? Because you're thinking, oh my God, nothing's working with them. And then you're going to feel defeated because you're going to be, I'm so good at what I do. You're going to start doubting yourself. You're going to literally start doubting yourself because they're not getting results. And guess what all of this is creating for you? More work. It's creating more work for you, i.e. proving that you have to work really hard to make money. Do you see that? Let's keep going. Here's how it'll show up in your offer. All right. If your subconscious thought is you have to work really hard to make money, here's how it's going to show up in your offer. You're going to start offering a six-month offer when really, truly, the ideal client who could get the best results with that offer really only needs a three-month offer. But in your mind, I need to offer 6 months because it seems more value. They're going to get more time with me. Or maybe you'll offer a group program because you think, oh, if I have more people in it, then I can offer it at a lower price and still make money that I want to make. We had a podcast episode with Daniela, right, the other day, and she said that too. Like, I thought if I just had a group coaching program that I could charge less, and if it was not that expensive, then more people would buy. No one buys because of price, believe me. And so anyway, so you're going to create offers. Maybe you create a 6 month offer because you think it's more value, or you're also going to stuff it full of steps that your ideal clients don't even need. I call this a whopper offer. You're going to be adding a bunch of crap in there because you attracted the people. Like, we go back to your messaging. You attracted the people who believe that nothing works. And so you just think, I have to find something that works. So you're going to stuff your offer full of crap that you don't even want to deliver. Right? And that you don't even like doing. I see this all the time with our clients. They'll have an offer and then they'll sell it because they're good at sales, right? And most of you listening, you could probably sell ice to an Eskimo. You're good at sales one-on-one, right? If you're talking to someone one-on-one, you don't have an issue with people buying. It might be like in your marketing, it's hard, but if you're with them one-on-one, you don't have a problem selling one-on-one or like on a sales call or something, or if you're in person with them. But your marketing and your messaging doesn't really do the sales for you consistently. It's not bringing in perfect fit leads consistently. But they'll do this. They'll sell something. And then all of a sudden, they don't want to deliver it because that offer that they just sold drains them. And they get frustrated because they have a lot of stuff in there that they don't even want to do. Does this all sound familiar? They'll offer things that aren't even aligned with them, right? I.e., proving that you have to work really hard to make money because you're creating more work for you. You're making it harder to deliver that offer. You're resenting it. You're feeling doubtful, right? And then when you do, let's say you make that 6 month offer and then the client gets to the end of the 6 months and they still didn't get results, then you get frustrated and think, okay, they must need more time. They must need more value. I'm speaking to somebody right now, aren't I? So do you see how that thought is perpetuating? These are the actions that are happening within your offer, all because the subconscious thought you have to work really hard to make money. Okay. Next one. This is how it's going to show up in your sales process. Ooh, you ready for this one? I see this a lot. You're going to create hoops for them to jump through to even buy. Your sales process is going to be so dang long, and they have to take all of these steps to work with you. And this also looks like, even though like I'm talking about sales process, I even want to talk about your marketing in this part too. I'll see this too, is they'll try to show up because they believe that subconscious thought. They'll create more work for them by showing up on so many different platforms that don't even align with them. I have a client who solely markets on Instagram. And every time we talked about it, like the first maybe 3 weeks of working together, she always talks about how much she hated Instagram. I hate Instagram, but she felt pressured because that is where she had built an audience. That's where she had followers. So she felt like she had to be on there all the time. But guess what the underlying subconscious belief was that she had? I have to work really hard to make money. That was one of them. There were other layers too of in like, also, people don't care what I have to say. So of course she marketed on a platform that she hated and no one paid attention to her because she was proving that thought right through her actions. And so we had to go through and shift that, right? And we did. And she got rid of Instagram and started just doing email because that's what she loved to do. And she started growing her email list. And she started also doing Pinterest because that's just what she loved to do, right? And no way is right or wrong, but if you don't align with it. So a lot of people, even in their marketing process, will be marketing or doing marketing in a way that they don't even enjoy. Sending people DMs every time someone friends them. That doesn't feel good to you, don't do it. But a lot of people will continue to do that because they have these after work really hard. So they're literally creating more work for them and creating like the grunt work and the frustration because they're proving that thought right. Your subconscious will always prove the thought right. So if you're thinking, I have to work really hard, you're going to find yourself in situations where there is more work and it's hard work, right? To prove that thought right. So that's how it showed up in like, your marketing and again, your sales process, jumping through hoops. I remember one time working with a client and map out your sales process. I call it my list method. And I ask you, what are your lead gen, right? Your income generators. And then where are you actually making sales at? And then what is your traffic? So basically, I remember having someone come to me and they had like five kind of freebies they had out in the world that led to one offer. They only had one offer, but they had five freebies. And then on each one of those freebies, you got sent to their free Facebook group. And then once you got sent to their free Facebook group, you ended up getting on their email list, right? And then they sent you an email and they emailed you. They sent you a sales email, a sales funnel, basically for, I think, 7 days. And at each bottom of that email, they would say, send me a DM if you're interested. So then they would go send them a DM. And then once they got into the DMs, she would ask them several questions to see if they were a good fit. And they said, and if they were a good fit, then she'd send them an application. So they had to fill the application. At the end of the application, it got sent back to her. She had to approve the application to then get on a sales call. And then she would do an hour-long sales call. An hour-long sales call, guys. Overcoming objections. And I asked her, how many sales calls are you actually booking a month? And she said in the past 6 months, she had two. And I was like, well, no freaking wonder, because you literally have the 15 steps basically for someone to buy your offer. Oh, and then here's the thing. Even after the sales call, then she'd send them a sales page where they could sign up. What in the world? So many things, right? But of course, that subconscious thought, I have to work really hard to make money. She was creating hard work for her. She was actually creating this. And so again, proving that she had to work really hard to make money. And even with that client, we went through and we narrowed it way the heck down to where literally the sales email process was just absurd, because even her, when we looked at her email, her open rates were only 5 to 10% of her email list of the people who joined that funnel or whatever that she had in there, that's not good. And so the email, they weren't even resonating with emails. And a lot of people unsubscribed. Her unsubscribers were almost at 60% for that sales funnel. And guess what she kept doing over and over again? Trying to fix the sales funnel, the copywriting and the messaging on the sales funnel, which is why she came to me in the first place thinking she had a messaging problem. And I'm like, no, that is not it. You have a lot of subconscious crap that is causing you to do this, as well as you are in this huge, long sales process that no one wants to go through. At this point, just no, absolutely not. So we basically got rid of her sales process in her email. And what they did was they went to freebie to Facebook group, and Facebook group, she had a pinned post at the top talking about her offer and then had it underneath there. And then we also create a list of, let's say they joined on Tuesday, December 1st, the following Tuesday, I guess what, December 8th, she would just send them a message and just say, hi, this is so-and-so. You joined my group a week ago. I just want to see if there's anything that you personally need help with, anything you'd like me to go live and teach on, blah, blah, blah. And then just also, I'd love to know more about you and your business. And so she just touched base with them, but also just even within her messaging and her content, she started just posting in her Facebook group. And I remember her telling me, I had someone download the freebie, join the Facebook group, read my post, and immediately reach out to me to talk about my offer in less than 12 hours. What? And I've even had that when I had a Facebook group. I had a client, one of my actually very first one-on-one clients, came to actually join me, friended me on Facebook, read one piece of my content and then immediately DM'd me and said, I want to work with you. Everything you're saying is speaking to me. And she was a $10,000 client in less than 10 minutes. Literally, I accepted her friend request. She read my content and DM'd me, was in my DMs, and was telling me, I have been binging your posts on your Facebook page. And as soon as I accepted her as a friend, she saw it and then sent me a DM and was like, I've been binging your posts and I want to work with you, right? So yeah, so anyways, all of that, this is all the things we work on in Unbound, right? But the point of it is we have to go through that subconscious level first. And I also want to point this out because here is the funny thing. This cracks me up so bad is that obviously like attracts like. So a lot of the mindset issues that you have is a lot of the mindset issues that your ideal clients have too. So in this scenario, I used to see this all the time, which was absolutely hilarious. You have to work really hard to make money would attract 99% of the people with the same mindset. And so then you just have two people just overcomplicating everything, doubting and creating more hard work for themselves and then proving that subconscious belief. It was absolutely hilarious. It was like these two people who were just trying to make everything more difficult and creating all this hard work. And then my clients would come to me and they'd be so resentful of their clients and angry because their clients were overcomplicating or they weren't getting it. That's another thing too, right? They'll say, I've told them this so many times and they just don't get it. They just don't get it because it's just so funny, right? It really is. But it's also a superpower because here's the thing. When you start working on that mindset, you're going to attract people who also have a different mindset. But I just want to reiterate, this is the connection. When I say our messaging is a reflection of your mindset, this is what I mean. And you guys know this. Like, you listening, you've done this mindset work. But in the business realm, your mind doesn't immediately go to, oh, this is a mindset problem. Your mind usually goes to, oh, this is a strategy problem, right? Which is why we work on mindset and strategy because they do go hand in hand. But I just want to point that out that it is a mindset. At the core, it's 95% mindset, 5% strategy, right? And this is what we work on mindset first because we have to figure out what are all of your current thoughts right now that drove you to create the offer that you create, to create the business that you have created, to create who has attracted the clients that you're creating, all of these things. And of course, there's other nuances that go into it. And I will do another podcast episode about the energy of who you're speaking to, which is why a lot of the times too, my clients will come to me and I ask them, where'd your last five clients come from? And they'll either say referrals or they met them one-on-one. Because the energy that you carry and the mindset that you carry is actually different within your marketing setting, right? Like if you're at a conference and you're speaking to someone sitting next to you and you're telling them about your offer, your mindset's going to be a lot different about marketing in that point than it is go live on Facebook and talk about your offer, right? Those are two different mindsets. Even though they're still marketing, you're in two different marketing situations or scenarios. And so your mindset is going to be different. And so this is why we work on mindset first. This is why we dig into that because you guys already know that this mindset is everything. Mindset is a core thing to work on. You guys already know this. You've already done all this work for you. But what if you just combined that mindset with the strategy? Imagine how freaking potent that would be. This is the work that allowed me to make the money that I've made. This is the work that has allowed me to build a multi-six-figure business. This is the work that works. And so I just want you to see that connection, right? I want you to see that connection. And I really wanted to break that down because I do know that sometimes people hear it, but they don't logically get it. And so I love to break down examples. That's it, guys. I'll catch you on the next episode. Hope you have an amazing day. Bye. Thanks for listening to the No Farting Around Show. It's been an absolute blast making a big stink with you. If you find yourself gasping for more, then come join me over on my socials. Links are below. If you enjoyed this episode, don't fart and dart. Please leave a review. It would be greatly appreciated. Cheers to breaking wind, I mean barriers, and I'll see you in the next episode.